How to invest in Costa Rica and succeed in real estate. I'm Jorge Sanchez, a real estate video marketing expert. And today on realestatemedios.com, I will be talking with Rebecca Clower from Blue Water Properties to reveal this and more answers for you.
Hello, Becky. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Becky, why invest in Costa Rica is a good idea?
Wow, there's a lot of different reasons to invest in Costa Rica. I mean, we have obviously an amazing climate, right? We are, at least in Guanacaste, we have over 300 days of sunshine a year. It's easy to invest here. Foreigners have the same rights as Costa Rica citizens, so they feel safe. It's a safe investment here, and they know that they'll have their investment here when they wake up here in the morning. So there's a lot of great opportunities. There's many people that are coming here full time to live. We have people that are coming as digital nomads. We have people retiring, but there's an incredible upside potential when it comes to purchasing property and also renting it out. So that's pretty much the scope or, you know, summary of who our clients are.
So what type of profile is the people that invest here in real estate?
I would say the average person that invests here, I mean, we have people that are younger and older, of course, but I would say that most people are between 35 and 55. People that are looking for, you know, a new investment, they want to get their money out of the States or Canada or Europe, wherever they're from. And people just want to go to a different place where they can perhaps stay at their property and then rent it out when they're not here and have some income. So there's a lot of different types of people and reasons that people come here to invest.
So the people that are interested in real estate in the coasts are very different from the central area of San Jose and Alajuela and all that places?
For sure. What I notice more in the Central Valley is that it's more people that are moving full time and people that are retiring. More of the retirees tend to be up in the higher, you know, altitudes. Even my parents decided to live in the mountains, so they're up in Naranjo, so that's where they live now. But, you know, depending on what climate you're looking for, it just really depends. Here on the coast, our profile is quite different. Most people that purchase here do not live here full time. They're looking to rent out their property. Although in the last few years, especially post-COVID, we've seen so many people moving to the beach, especially families and digital nomads. Lots of people retiring as well. Obviously, the beach coastal areas are hot. So if people are looking for something that's not hot, then they can obviously go up in the mountains. But that's pretty much who's buying here on the coast.
What type of facilities people have to invest in real estate in the coasts?
When you say facilities, do you mean?
Taxes, I don't know, like stuff, like legal stuff. And you talk about the same rights that people have as same as Costa Rican people?
Absolutely. So with the exception of buying concession, which obviously is a total, that's another subject, but concession property is more of like a land lease. And you have to have a Tico or a Costa Rican on the title with you. So that's, you know, but that's only a small percentage of the properties that we sell. Most properties are fully titled and fee simple. And you can purchase in your own personal name or you can purchase in a corporation. Most of our clients purchase in a corporation because there's other benefits to purchasing in a corporation. For example, if you have multiple partners, it makes more sense to have a corporation. If you're going to be opening up a bank account or buying a car, you can use that same corporation to do those things as well. So that's, you know, typically what people tend to do is purchase within a corporation. But you can purchase in your own personal name as well. You know, there are some pros and cons for doing that. You have to be present. If you don't live here in Costa Rica, it's better to purchase in a corporation, quite honestly, because otherwise you have to be present for the closing. So
what are the documents, procedures necessary for start buying properties in here in Costa Rica?
I mean, obviously we go and show properties, and once you locate that dream property, it's pretty much, you know, a pretty standard, straightforward process. I mean, you make an offer in writing. You can do it digitally. We use DocuSign. Once it's accepted and everybody has signed off, we then present that documentation to the attorneys and everybody involved. Usually we use escrow companies as well. We have escrow companies here in Costa Rica, and we also have US-based escrow companies. There's definitely pros and cons as well where that's concerned, because if funds are received outside of Costa Rica, there's a lot less paperwork that has to be done. Because if you receive funds here in Costa Rica, you have to go through SUHEF, which is our superintendent of financial institutions, and that's a whole nother layer of paperwork.
Do you like marketing? It's like your stuff, or it's like something that you let others to do the marketing for you?
I have a marketing background. My very first job was at Univision, and then I worked at Warner Brothers, and I worked in ad sales. And so I went to school to be a reporter. So I know how to market myself, but marketing to an international crowd, that takes a village. And I have a really great, powerful, and incredibly smart team behind us that helps us get our properties out to a world market, because our buyers do come from everywhere in the world. But we do have an overwhelming North American presence, obviously. We have Artico buyers, we have people from Europe, people from South America. So they're from everywhere. But yeah, we definitely have turned it up a few notches. We get a lot of really great leads from YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. So, and obviously we have a big database as well, and our referral network, because I also used to be a real estate agent in Tampa, Florida. So I have a referral agent, you know, okay, referral relationship there as well.
So can you talk about a little bit about a strategy, like what strategy is helping you to sell real estate faster?
We are the largest independent real estate agency in Guanacaste. It wasn't always that way. I think that perhaps one of the advantages that I've had is that most of the brokers in the area, and it's not to bring anybody down, but most of the brokers in the area came to Costa Rica. Many of them I respect and I work well together, but a lot of them didn't grow up bilingual and didn't grow up bicultural. And I think that has given me a little bit of an edge here in Guanacaste. And on our team, because everybody in our team is amazing, bilingual, a lot of people that are from here that spent time in the States that came back, and so they get it too. So we have a really incredible group with a lot of diverse background, and everybody has an immense amount of knowledge in different types of real estate. So because we are such a big group, we're 32 now in total.
Wow.
Everybody, you know, we have people, I even have one that's about to become an attorney in 6 months, another one that is an attorney, that are real estate agents, right?
Congratulations.
Thank you. And they all have something very interesting and knowledge to bring to the table, and we all work as a team. We're all happy for one another when we sell something. But really what helps us is marketing. We're everywhere we need to be. We're on billboards, we're spam everybody, we're on YouTube, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. You know, it's kind of like a necessary evil. But people love that stuff. They love videos, they love photos of Costa Rica. And because some people buy sight unseen, the photography and the videos are so, so important for us. It's, wow, it's like vital, right?
Talking about that, what what marketing tools and platforms do you use to market your team and you?
Well, internally, I mean, we have a CRM basically, which is to work with all our contacts. It's a management system. We use Canva, we use MailChimp. And then of course, you know, all the other programs that you would have to use to put together presentations. And then of course, putting all of that out there on social media and beyond. So,
how important is videos and photos? They have to be super professional, or it's possible to do it with a smartphone?
If you go on our website, you'll notice a difference. I don't accept any photos that aren't professional photos. So if you're going to list a property and you work for Blue Water Properties, I require professional photography. And not because I'm picky, but because I feel like that's the bare minimum. You know, people are looking at your properties and you need to put them out there in the best light possible. And a lot of real estate agencies won't invest to that level. But we do. And I really feel like it's necessary because you get one chance to grab somebody's attention out there. And photography and videos are, it's everything. It's everything. That's what we're selling, right? Especially if somebody's not even going to come here to see the property in person. You're trying to get the person here first in the first place. And so how are you going to capture that buyer? By having quality photography and videography out there.
Okay. How much marketing budget do you recommend for a real estate agent that is trying to sell a property here in the coasts?
I have a big company, so I have a big marketing budget. You know, I didn't start out with a big marketing budget. I mean, there's people that start out, you know, we started out with like maybe $1,000 a month and then, you know, have grown it. I mean, some of these bigger companies, I'm sure, spend north of $10,000 or $20,000 a month. You kind of have to, especially when you have a big group, because you have to keep the leads coming in. You have to leave, you know, obviously a good impression on everybody. And you need the reach. You need the international reach, because a lot of people think because we're an independent that we don't have the reach that perhaps a REMAX does or a Coldwell Banker does or Century 21, right? And that's completely false. All it is who's behind the company. People buy from people. I mean, Blue Water Properties is just, it's a name, but it has an impeccable reputation. And everybody that forms part of the company is part of that reputation. So obviously, we just put out there that we're the experts. And that with this name, you know you're going to get the best possible advice and guidance that you can. And that's really what I've learned, because I was the owner of a big franchise for several years here in Costa Rica. And I went back to my independent roots, and I'm super happy that I did. But it's a big undertaking when you're independent, because you do have a lot of competition here and you have to stand out. So you have to be evolving. You have to be on top of trends. You have to do a lot of things, not just putting videos, but blogs, information, updating information, and content. It's constant. It's constant. It's a little tiring sometimes, yeah. Right? But there's always like, oh, hey, somebody wants to know about this. So we do a video on this. And so I have a tip series. And then I thought, well, it would be nice. You know, I have a YouTube show also where I interview expats who've sold everything and moved to Costa Rica to start their own businesses. And I thought it would be neat to actually, you know, talk to real people that have real businesses here in the country and how did they do it? Because, you know, obviously I've been on House Hunters and done a bunch of those shows, but those are reenactments. Sometimes they're a little fluffy. Some people think it's real. It's not always real, but that's more entertainment. Whereas the show that I do, which is called Dreamcatchers on YouTube, is factual, like actual people that have sold. Yeah. So.
When you see real estate in the United States, like the TV shows and all that, is like all this about personal branding and all that stuff. How important is personal branding in the real estate business?
I didn't think at first that I needed to do anything with a personal brand, because I thought to myself, well, I'm Blue Water. Why do I need a Rebecca Clower page? And it's funny because, you know, there's like, yeah, but people buy from you. And that's when it resonated, right? People buy from people and they want to know about you. And yeah, sure, I'm the face of the business, but I'm also my own brand. And so you always need to have those separate as well. And know that, yes, one is affiliated with the other, but Rebecca Clower is definitely her own person. So it's super necessary. And actually, just by doing a bunch of personal branding has helped me incredibly to bring in more clients and more interest for my team. So that makes me super happy.
So if it is so important, why do you think that most real estate agents don't do it?
Budget, because they think they don't have the money. Because even within my own group, and I can tell you, I said, guys, everybody should have their own page. Everybody should be doing their personal branding. And a lot of people just either don't have the budget or feel like they don't need to because they have enough business. Okay, I get that. Sometimes it has to do with age. I think that some of our older agents don't really feel the need because they're a little bit more old school when it comes to marketing. But it's the wave of the future. You know, you have to kind of go with it. And there's lots of ways to do personal branding without spending a lot of money. You know, I mean, look at people that go around with their iPhones filming. I mean, it's not difficult. You just have to come up with ideas. And, you know, and if you're not sure, ask your kids, because I'm sure that they can do it for you.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So one last advice for a real estate agent that wants to start their personal brand.
Yeah, I mean, I think you need to just really kind of write yourself a mission statement and tell people who you are, what you offer, and why you're different, and try to stand out, because there's so many other people that do real estate. What makes you special? You know, why would somebody want to purchase something from you? You know, and let them know. I think knowledge is power. And I think if you are in real estate, that's the number one thing that you need to do, is have the knowledge of how this market works, how the laws work. We're not attorneys, but we should have a really good grasp on basic real estate law in Costa Rica, because we're guiding our clients. Of course, we're going to pass them on to attorneys, but we're the ones that have to explain at least all the general basic things. So for me, knowledge is power. And with that, I think it's a lot easier with your personal brand to say, hey, this is who I am and this is what I'm offering for you. And just let people know exactly what you're here to do and what your passion is.
One last advice for someone that wants to buy a property here in Costa Rica.
I think people need to first come and visit the different areas, because we get a lot of emails and calls from people that say, oh, I've heard Costa Rica is so beautiful, or I've seen it on the internet, or I had a friend tell me, and yet they have no idea where they want to buy. Costa Rica, as you know, is a very small country, but it takes a long time to get from point A to point B. So I think that people need to research the different areas, figure out what climate they like. Because we've had people come to the beach, for example, and then they say, oh, it's so hot. Well, no kidding. We're like 10 degrees north of the equator, right? So it's hot at the beach. So, yeah. And if you want to have a more spring-like climate, then you go up in and outside of the capital, right? Generally speaking. So my advice is, anybody that's looking to purchase here, if you're purchasing for an investment, buying along the beach for short-term rental is your best bet. You're not going to get the return on investment, for example, in Lake Arenal or up in the mountains or like in Atenas. That's more long-term rental areas, okay? If you're looking to live, then definitely you should visit many different areas. But if you're looking for something for an investment, and it's literally just an investment and you don't care, then that's different. Because some people literally will purchase based on an Excel spreadsheet. You know, because they're just looking at the numbers and they're like, okay, this is a good investment. This works for me. But if you're coming here to live, definitely you want to come down here and visit different areas before you make the plunge. And I even tell people, if you're looking here to live permanently, it's a good idea to come and rent for 3 to 6 months in maybe a few different areas to figure out if it calls to you, because Costa Rica is not for everybody. So
thank you so much for this amazing interview. Thank you so much, Erica.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me. Ciao.
If you're looking for strategies to boost your real estate business, visit realestatemedios.com.